ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
We do have the wonderful Alex Nation on with us right now. You'd know her from Richie Strawn's The Bachelor, also from Bachelor in Paradise. She's just had a bub and gotten engaged, so lots happening with Alex Nation. How are you?
I am so good. How are you guys?
Good. Congratulations. How is life with the new addition?
It is amazing. I'm still very much in a Maxwell love bubble.
Has Maxwell done the old, you know, open the nappy, the fresh air hits the willy and psst, all over you yet?
Yes, he has. And the poo explosion as well.
Great.
Good.
Oh, it's all the joys.
Good.
All the joys, Alex. I'm glad you got to experience it early on.
You also have your 10-year-old son, Elijah. How's he going with the new bub?
He is amazing. He's such a good help, but he does get bored of Max very quickly.
Yeah, he doesn't do much yet. That's the problem. Give it a year.
Not fun for him yet.
We wanted to ask you, Alex, the new Bachelorette started last night. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't. I actually don't have TV.
What?
What?
Yes, I moved to the country and now live a very simple life and I don't have television.
Wow. Wow, that was so unexpected. I wanted to play something for you though, because you were referenced in the show, as I'm sure you would have assumed.
I find that so funny because you don't have a television. You got famous on TV. You don't have a television, but you were talked about it
on TV.
On TV last night.
Yes, please play it though.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not surprised that you were mentioned. So you and Brooke had a bit of a fling in Bachelor in Paradise, but then it didn't go any further. And a little montage of that was played out on The Bachelorette last night. And then Brooke said this just after.
When I think about that experience, I do get a little bit sad still.
Aww. Do you think about it as well?
Look, that was a long time for me now. And, you know, I've always thought Brooke was an amazing young woman, but obviously at that time it didn't work out for us. But if it had of, I wouldn't have met the love of my life now and had my son, and she wouldn't be experiencing this amazing experience she is now.
Well, that's true.
There's a few barriers that have been broken as well too, with Brooke's casting, the first Indigenous woman to be a Bachelorette and the first bisexual woman as well too. So
it's
just great to see those barriers broken down. This wouldn't have happened 10 years ago.
No, it is so good. And, you know, she is the best person for young people to be looking up to as well. Like, the representation is everything.
How do you reckon you would have gone if on your season of The Bachelor with Richie Strawn, there was girls and guys in the mansion together? Do you reckon you would have been distracted from The Bachelor and just hooked up with each other?
Yeah, well, you know, I actually wondered how that was going to go because, you know, my season I had Megan and Tiff.
And
I actually saw chemistry between them in the house.
Wow.
So I saw that firsthand and I kind of thought, hey, these two kind of have a thing. But yeah, I feel like people will hook up with each other.
Definitely.
Oh, I can't wait to see. Who do you think Brooke will go with at the end of The Bachelorette? Do you think she'll choose a girl or a guy, or just no idea? It's just whoever she falls for.
Yeah, I think the heart wants what the heart wants, and it will be whoever she falls for. I have been playing catch up this morning on socials, and I love that Jamie is in there.
Oh my God, yes. So Jamie was also one of the girls on the Honey Badgers season,
right.
And her and Brooke were best friends in the mansion, and now they're dating. They actually had a little pash on last night.
Jamie, I love it.
That is good sizzle, guys.
Yeah, it is.
So good.
Wow.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us, Alex. What have you got on the go at the moment? Do you have any business ventures that you're walking down?
Mumming and living in the country.
I am mumming, living my best country life, and my partner and I are actually starting something fun online.
Oh,
yeah.
And it will show lots of my intimate life.
Okay.
Interesting.
So that's a bit of a...
OnlyFans?
A bit of a thing.
No.
I don't know. I will not be going down the OnlyFans.
Okay, great.
That's
just
so 2020, Gabby. Please catch up. Alex Nation, we do love you. We loved your time together with Brooke Blurton. I don't actually know why you guys split up because you both speak so beautifully about each other. But hey, it's good it happened because you met the love of your life and you're so happy now. And we can hear that in
Everything
your voice.
Everything happens
so.
For a reason.
True.
Love you. Thanks, Alex.
No, you're welcome. Thanks, guys.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.